streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Loaded as usual. Good topics today. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Love, love, love. I am going to take the rather uncomfortable position of defending people who you think are selfish and greedy and too violent, and I'm going to defend them today. Joy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to the Heat going up 2-0 tonight.
Yeah, Miami tonight, no Joel Embiid, probably go up 2-0. So Golden State, Memphis is fun.
Great series.
So I want to start with that. So Dillon Brooks tackled a member of the Warriors last night. And it's very important when he tackled him. Nobody's talking about that. He tackled him very early in the game. Like, right out of the chute. Why was that? Because they were sending a message. We may be kids. Golden State, you're not pushing us around. Payback for Draymond. I heard this all day. All night this morning. There is no room for what Dillon Brooks did. There actually is some room for it. It's called the Bad Boy Pistons and Ray Lewis's Baltimore Ravens. There's all sorts of room for aggressiveness. Semi-violence, intimidation, sticking up for yourself. You know I love the Warriors and Draymond Green. But y'all out there glamorizing the good old days of the NBA. This was 1992. They've done 30 for 30s on moves like that. You know what they never did a 30 for 30 on? The Denver Nuggets that scored 130 a night. Fat Lever, Dan Issel, Alex English. Y'all never did a 30 for 30 on that. They were pretty. You did it on the Knicks who had no guys that could shoot in the Pacers series. Like two guys in the series, one of them Reggie Miller could shoot. They tackled each other, 30 for 30. Bad Boy Pistons, 30 for 30.
MJ punched Steve Kerr, glamorized it.
Oh, he knocked him down. He got hurt.
Yeah, I don't want guys to get hurt, but you're the ones doing 30 for 30s. All the pretty, that Steve Nash Phoenix Suns team, where's the 30 for 30 for that? They were beautiful. There's also rules set up. So when you do this, there's a reason they have a flagrant two, because it happens all the time. It happens all the time, and then you get punished for it. This didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of defending yourself. That's why Dylan Brooks did it right out of the gate. We're going to set the tone real early. You did that to our guy. We're going to do this to your guy. Now, Steve Kerr didn't like it, thought it was over the line. Here's the Warriors head coach.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was dirty. And, you know, playoff basketball is going to, it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything. But there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season / career in jeopardy by taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Harry's elbow. Broke the code. Dylan Brooks broke the code.
Codes get hacked all the time. And there's punishment for those who hack the code. But let's be honest about the code. The code moves a lot. It's sort of like America now has very flexible morality depending on what side of the political spectrum you're on. Your morals aren't mine. Your code isn't mine. Baseball's got a million unwritten rules. Yes, there's a code. You don't want to end a career. Nobody's career was ended. But Memphis is going to lose this series because Golden State gets so many great open looks. Last night, they were 7 for 38 on threes. The Warriors will win this series, but what was introduced last night was intensity, which the NBA sorely lacks in the regular season and needs more of. It was very big brother and little brother. And I don't like to see athletes get hurt. It was a very, very hard foul. But nobody intended for a player to go to the hospital when you hard foul them. But I've sat and talked to athletes like Mehta, Ray Lewis, and they're like, I like to make men cringe. I like that sound when I hurt a guy. I know it's uncomfortable for your children watching now, but this is professional sports, not little league, and intimidation's a big part of it. And what Memphis was saying is, no, we're at our house, we're down, we saw the Draymond thing, and you know I love Draymond, but we're going to send a message. We may be kids. We may be the little brothers. We're not going to let you pick on us. We're going to set the tone real early in this game. And they did, and they're going to have a player thrown out. But there's a reason the league has this, because they deal with it all the time. There's a reason the NFL is a roughing the passer penalty. Personal foul penalties, because players cross the line. Break the code. All the time. Break the code. I mean, Draymond Green got hurt. Jabbed in the eye, banged up, a very physical player. And they were cheering that when he left the court. So, by the way, the fans were saying, you pushed us, we push you, we're even. Here was Draymond after.
You're going to boo someone that get elbowed in the eye and blood running down your face? I could have had a concussion or anything. So if they're going to be that nasty, I can be nasty too. And I'm assuming the cheers was because they know I'll get fined. Great, I make $25 million a year. I should be just fine.
He makes $25 million a year. He can just be fine. Folks, we have a series. We have a series. One of the oldest teams is playing one of the youngest teams, and this was inevitable, that the old team was going to try to intimidate the young team, take advantage of their lack of nuance. And the young team was going to be like, no, we're not going to have any of that. We know we're flawed, but we're not going to have any of that. And we have a series. And codes get broken. And I never root for anybody to get hurt. And I cannot wait to watch game 3 in the Bay Area. But this is sports. This is what we do 30 for 30s for. This is what we glamorize. Michael Jordan's teammates often said he was brutal, harsh, a blank hole. He punched the teammate. He got guys fired. He got tackled. Michael Jordan, early in his career, literally after losing to the Pistons again, realized I got to get stronger and bigger. Spent an entire offseason putting on 10 pounds of muscle. He's like, they're going to tackle me. Regardless of what the rules are, they can't stop me. They're going to tackle me. So I just got to get ready for the cushion. I got to get ready. I got to get bigger. I got to get stronger. I got to deal with it. This is part of sports intimidation, defending yourself. I don't love the result of it. But everybody going crazy this morning, this is outrageous. No, it's not. I've seen it since 1972. I've been watching this stuff for 40 years. It's why I love it. I wish the NBA regular season had more of this, which is, that was a little inappropriate. Inappropriate makes good sports. Never rooting for an injury. Never want anybody to get hurt. I don't like concussions. That's different. That's the result. But I thought Memphis was just saying, we may lose this series. We will not be intimidated. We will not be pushed around. And you sent a message, and we're going to send one right back to you. Not saying I love it, but I get it. Speaking of getting it, Ryan Tannehill took a lot of heat yesterday. And it's important when you hear the soundbite to listen to the tone. Sometimes you'll see words written down. You're like, that's harsh. I mean, people on Twitter, they don't even have a sarcasm emoji. I've said things before. Years and years ago, I said something about Adam Gase winning Super Bowls. Totally sarcastic. Joy's here. Totally tongue-in-cheek. People took it seriously. It's like there's no sarcasm emoji. Like they say 10 to 12% of America doesn't get sarcasm. So tone matters. This is not mean-spirited by Ryan Tannehill. He's not taking a shot at the quarterback the Titans just drafted, Malik Willis. But he did say this.
We're competing against each other. We're watching the same tape. We're doing the same drills. I don't think it's my job to mentor him, but if he learns from me along the way, then that's a great thing.
It's not his job to develop his replacement. There's only about 32 starting quarterback jobs in the NFL. Some fluctuate week to week. But for veteran quarterbacks, and Tannehill's a sneaky old 34, the average salary is $27 million. Yeah, I'm not going to give that up anytime soon. Here's a guy, they just traded his star receiver. He's sneaky old. He's been hurt before. They just drafted his replacement. Ryan Tannehill's fighting for his life and fighting for his career. He just lost a home playoff game, admitted he had to go to therapy. He is fighting for himself and fighting for his career. It's not his job to develop his replacement. Some of you are naive. I love bringing young people on and assisting them. I'm not developing them to replace me. This is a good job. Not many like it. You can be two things at once. You can be a great teammate. Malik asked you a question, give him an answer. Has a great practice, put your arm around him. This is great, man. You're doing a great job. But I'm not developing you to steal my job. Because companies, including NFL teams, they all companies are developing a kind of bench where eventually they'd like to find somebody they can pay a third to a half of what you make. Doesn't matter if you're a landscaper or a talk show host and get the same production. They'd love to find Uncle Colin's replacement and then pay him a third of what they paid me. Of course they would. All companies want to do that. So in the end, what Ryan Tannehill is saying is, I can be two things. I can be good in the film room. I can be a good guy. We can put it in your locker next to me. But I got one of the 32 best jobs in America. I'm not going to develop my heir apparent. Also, teams in the NFL and all sports teams don't like, even star players, they don't like players getting in their personnel. We'll draft who we want to draft. You stay over there. Now, occasionally, a star player, Aaron Rodgers or LeBron James, has so much power, you got to let him have a say, right? I want Randall Cobb. Okay, we'll get Randall Cobb. I want Russell Westbrook. Okay, we'll get Russell Westbrook. But teams don't like that. So teams do not want players to get into their personnel business. So why the hell should Ryan Tannehill have to develop players? Let's just draw a line. You develop and draft, I play. But you can't ask a player to develop players. That's a team's job and a coaching staff's job. That's not a player's job. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was bothered by the mere suggestion that he could be replaced by a quarterback from Utah State. Tom Brady got Jimmy Garoppolo to the left coast. He got him out of town. And those guys are superstars. Ryan Tannehill's fighting for his career. He's been hurt. He's 34. He finally gets a great head coach in Mike Vrabel. He finally gets non-chaos out of Miami. He finally gets a legitimate general manager. He finally gets a division he can win. He didn't have Tom Brady in it in the AFC East. He's finally in a playoff environment. And they trade a star receiver. They draft a quarterback. And we're all like, well, yeah, just bring him in. Take your job. Folks, I'm going to be scratching and clawing. This microphone is going to yank me off the set. I'm going to be holding on to this thing. And Ryan Tannehill and anybody that's worked really hard and achieved something has a right to not develop their replacement. There you go. So I'm defending selfish Ryan Tannehill and too hard a foul Dylan Brooks today. And I am here for it and completely satisfied with where I went on that. On both of them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Bob Stoops is talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. The NCAA said yesterday, we are setting up a task force to punish schools
who are do not have their donors under control with this NIL. Hmm. So the NCAA is upset, and I've defended the NCAA a lot on this show. They're upset that NIL is out of control. Yeah, it's out of control because the NCAA has lousy leadership. Part of owning a business or running a bureaucracy is being able to, it's a term used in business, see around corners, potential problems and landmines. There was aggressive legislation, Florida, California, Texas, for the last 8 years. How many times have Joy and I talked about athletic compensation for college kids? It's been a discussion since we've worked together for years. The NCAA was stubborn, dismissive, ill-prepared, maybe blind. But it's not like this came out of nowhere. This was not a meteor. It's like legalized gambling. The smartest people in my industry and the smartest companies, we knew it was coming 8 years ago. Those companies and those individuals have benefited from it. The NCAA, for 6-7 years, was rigid. Coaches fighting NIL as legislation. Bills were being passed to pay athletes. I saw a story this morning. Sports Illustrated spoke to more than a 24 college stakeholders over the past 6 months for a wide-ranging story that revealed unregulated high-priced bidding wars for college football and men's basketball players. The NIL has paved a way for boosters to get involved striking deals with athletes. Well, where the hell did you think the money was coming from? A local priest? Schools weren't going to pay it. Where did you think the money was coming from? It was coming from boosters who've been giving money to schools for years. This is not a problem that you couldn't forecast. I mean, even with our weather, the weathermen go on and give you a 5- and 7-day outlook. They can see stuff out in the Pacific. Yeah, this is going to be rain in 6 days. We had like 6 years to get ready for this thing. And now we are setting up a task force. Be very careful who you punish here. Like the Miami Hurricanes are right in their bullseye because they have a very powerful lawyer and he's striking a deal. And everybody's like, oh, go get Miami. No, I think Miami's a little ahead of the curve, actually. I read the story on the Mr. Ruiz, the attorney who owns a cigar boat company and another app that's very lucrative. And I read what the Miami Hurricanes and Mr. Ruiz are doing. And I'm like, I don't know. Seems like that's the way you should do it. It's like a real business. It's like a real business. Kids are on a payroll. They want to punish Miami? I don't know if I'd punish Miami. I wish everybody was as slick as Miami. USC's not as slick as Miami. UCLA around the corner is not as slick as Miami. Miami seems to have their act together. They got kids on the payroll. But I have very little sympathy when you can see stuff coming for years and then you're like, whoa, this is out of control. Folks, like legalized gambling and college athletes getting paid. We've been talking about it for a decade. We knew it was coming 7 years ago. You could smell it 6 years ago. And then it drops and you're shocked? Joy and I have been on this now for years. College football is like a $7 billion annual business, and it has no CEO. We were on this for 2 years. It's like, this is a you problem. Don't blame Miami's boosters and Texas's boosters and Bama's boosters and USC's boosters. This is a you problem. These are businessmen. These are entrepreneurs who don't want to fall behind. They love their schools. So Miami and Texas and Bama and Ohio State and Michigan and UCLA and Arizona State or whatever university, they want to protect their schools. They went there. They've been huge donors forever. I trust them more than I trust the NCAA's leadership this morning.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I want to talk about the Phil Jackson thing for a second. For the record, I was at a restaurant, a great restaurant, by the way, Italian restaurant, Slay, down in Manhattan Beach, and Phil Jackson walked in, would not acknowledge my presence, looked right at me.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me. Phil doesn't like
Didn't
me.
Didn't he run into Ann or something?
And he liked Ann, but my beautiful wife, but he doesn't like me. So I would say this, though. So this will be one of those things where if Phil was listening, and, you know, everybody's in L.A., kind of, if I say something, he'll hear it. I think Phil's a basketball genius, and I think Bill Belichick's a football genius. And the downside to being Bill Belichick and Phil Jackson is I do think they care about their industry and people. They're good people. I mean, Bill's a little crusty, but they're good people. But they are significantly smarter than 99% of the people in their profession. Not just smarter, but significantly smarter. And they know it, but that's fine. The problem is that's not transferable. That's why Stephen Hawking doesn't have a lot of protégés. Either does Elon Musk. Either did Steve Jobs. You never hear about young engineers. Well, I learned all the tricks from Elon Musk. Genius is not transferable. Look at Phil Jackson's coaching tree. It's a stump. Steve Kerr. And I can't give him too much credit for Kerr because he had Popovich. He doesn't have a coaching tree. Phil's just smarter than people. Belichick's coaching tree sucks. He's just smarter than guys. Proximity to genius. I could sit next to Elon Musk every day for a decade. My IQ would not go up one point. He's a genius. I talk sports. You can't transfer that. It's why Andy Reid is smart and Sean McVay, they're smart. Their traits are more transferable. Belichick grew up with a brilliant mother, spoke seven languages. His dad essentially was at the forefront of scouting. Bill is a mile ahead of everybody. Can't draft, but he's a mile ahead of everybody. And Phil Jackson's parents, similarly, he's very well-read. He's one of the most well-read people in sports. You watch that 30 for 30. I watch that 30 for 30. Phil was the smartest guy there. Smarter than the owner, smarter than the GM, smarter than the players. It's why, by the way, a real smart player, Michael Jordan, listened to Phil when he talked. Phil's like, bro, you want to score 60 or win? I mean, Michael Jordan could have scored 50 a night, but he listened to Phil. And smart people do listen to Bill Belichick and Phil. But it's not transferable. And so if you look at Phil's coaching tree and Bill's coaching tree, they're stumps. You can't transfer what they can do. You can't transfer Steve Jobs. You can't transfer Stephen Hawking. And it's the downside to these incredibly insightful sages is that they're kind of on a little bit of an intellectual island for what they do. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to Bill and Phil. Buy them a drink, sit down, don't talk, just listen. But good luck getting it transferred because life is about choices, 30, 40, 50 a day. And as a basketball coach, it could be 100. And sometimes it just takes raw intellect. I mean, Phil Jackson was balancing Pat Riley and Jerry West and Jerry Buss, who, according to Winning Time, had quite a social life. And Magic Johnson, and he's balancing, not Magic, he was balancing Kobe, and he's balancing Shaq, and he's balancing the brand, and he's balancing Tex Winter, and he's and then he goes to Chicago, and it's MJ, and it's Reinsdorf, and it's Jerry Krause, and it's Rodman, and it's Pippen. And he managed them, it just juggling all these weird, funny, intense personalities at two stops, Midwest, West Coast, and aced both. And by the way, really good coaches, Del Harris before him and Doug Collins before him, really good coaches, couldn't quite juggle it. They were winning. I mean, Del was winning. Doug was winning. But to Joy's point, Lakers always go to the rearview mirror whenever they want to change something or alter something or do something. It's always the rearview mirror, not the windshield. But so I'm not criticizing Phil or Bill, but what I'm saying is I think intellectually they live a little bit on an island. And sometimes, most of the time, that stuff's not transferable.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
One of the reasons Draymond can be outspoken is because he's really talented.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the reasons Aaron Rodgers can be a pain in the rear is because he's really talented. So I was thinking about this. So I saw this story this morning, Joey. The Browns do not want to pay any portion of Baker's salary. That is what Diana Russini, a fine reporter, said to on Ryan Russillo's podcast. They don't want to pay a penny of it. And Diana said, no team wants him. That's interesting. Remember you and I had the big battle about Sam Darnold Baker? I like Sam. Bigger, stronger athlete, better. You know, he was a better basketball player in high school. He was a linebacker. And I thought he was a good kid. Humble, gracious kid. Baker, I thought, was talented. Threw a little better ball, better release. A little too snarky, a little too much attitude. Here's what's interesting. And these are very divergent decisions. Sam Darnold got a second team to give him a chance. In fact, Carolina was willing to pay him a ton and give up three picks. Baker cannot find a second gig. And that is the difference. Baker blew a great opportunity. Nick Chubb, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Kevin Stefanski, Myles Garrett, John Johnson? The hell? 90% of the quarterbacks in this league don't get that opportunity. Offensive coach, best O-line, unbelievable running backs, Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, David Njoku and Austin Hooper, OBJ and Jarvis Landry, and Donovan Peoples-Jones, who I like. He blew it. Sam Darnold's different. He's just not talented enough to overcome the Jets' mess or Carolina's lousy roster. That's a big difference. And I've come to terms, Sam's just not talented enough. He's not Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Justin Herbert. He's not gifted enough to overcome bad rosters. But he didn't blow it. Baker's different. And the NFL likes Sam Darnold. They root for Sam Darnold. My buddies in the league all want him to succeed. They really like him. He's big. He's athletic. He's just got a quirky release. And cognitively, Sam lets go of about 2 passes a game. And I'm just cringing. But that's the difference, is that Aaron is so gifted, so gifted. Draymond is so gifted. They're so unique unicorns that they're allowed to have a little attitude or be outspoken or do things that make management a little uncomfortable, sometimes a lot uncomfortable. But 99% of you and me and the rest of America isn't that talented. So lose the snark, tough guy on Twitter. You ain't that. You're just the dude. And that was always my knock on Baker. He's not a bad guy. He and Emily are probably wonderful people. But he's not talented enough to be snarky. He's not talented enough to be combative every press conference. He's not. That's the difference. Sam Darnold's just not talented enough to overcome junk. Another guy blew a great opportunity. And everybody in the league saw it. And Cleveland saw it. And that's why they don't want to pay any of his salary. It's like, we gave him that and blew up. I mean, the Jets almost felt guilty with Sam. It was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Carolina, all these rumors they're going to get Baker, they didn't. They like Sam. They want Sam to work. Roster's not very good. And he's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar. He's not Justin. He's not Kyler Murray. It's a difference between the two. Be nice. It goes a long way. Don't agitate. Lubricate. It goes a long way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, this is going to be interesting because I'm not being marginalized. I'm kind of putting myself out there that Draymond Green is the Warriors' tough guy. Dylan Brooks, to me, is the Grizzlies' tough guy. And both guys play on the edge. And when Draymond did his tackle thing, I think there's a very alpha quality to Dylan Brooks who said, all right, I slept on it. I'm gonna make a little message in the first couple minutes. Because that thing happened right out of the gate. The first chance Dylan Brooks had to make a statement, which is, take a shot at one of our guys, I'm going to take a shot at one of yours. Now, I don't like the result. I'm not a fan of that. So let's bring in Ryan Russillo, podcast at The Ringer. Very good. We've been quoting him for the last week on stuff. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the floor because I do like my basketball players to have physicality. I like Draymond. How does this land for you? Size it up for me.
You like Draymond?
Wow, I love Draymond.
I was not expecting that curveball. All right, here's the deal. I thought this was really interesting because it just played out that way. You know how life works. I had Gary Payton Sr. on the podcast yesterday, and he was talking about his son because, you know, it was part of the interview. And he said, I will point this out, though. Goes, if he dunked on my team and did that scratch the head thing, which dudes are doing now to kind of show up the other guy, he goes, I would break his back. He said that about his son on the podcast, even though clearly he loves his son. I don't know if that was part of this. I don't know if there was some intent on some carryover on getting back at Peyton. Maybe it's to your point that Draymond was really physical. It was a dirty play, though.
Okay.
The wind up, the intent. I mean, the way he winds up is so specific where it's not really going for the ball and somebody's in the air. And that's why Kerr was so upset, because it is kind of understood when you do that, when you see guys get really mad when they're hit, there's a different level of ending up on the ground, but being hit in midair because you just have no control of your body.
All right. That is interesting. So Gary Payton Sr. said if Gary Payton Jr. taunted him with that stuff. Well, you know, I was talking about this in baseball. And you see this all the time in baseball. You hit my guy, I hit yours. And we ask these athletes, I mean, they're 25-year-old kids, full of testosterone and alpha. And, you know, I mean, part of it is, let's be honest, you and I both like UFC. A lot of it is gamesmanship. A lot of it is, you're not going to intimidate me in my space. And I do think, Ryan, that Memphis is the youngest team. And I think they're defending sort of their space. Like, okay, you guys are the old brother. We're not letting you push us around. I really do think Memphis thinks about that. And I kind of find myself going, even though I don't think they're going to win the series, I kind of like the attitude. Is that reasonable?
It's totally reasonable. Look, every single team that wants to try to win a title, you need one guy that's wired a little differently. I mean, it's why Matt Barnes was in the league for as long as he was. He also developed into a decent shooter, too. Like, if you were putting together a roster and you had completely passive personalities throughout but were the most talented team, I think you would see the front office go, we need somebody that the other team's a little scared of.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that hockey enforcers thing. And I also think the way we've talked about sports, because we've been so concerned with injuries, that we've gotten away from, you know, this is still a very testosterone-driven event, whether you're watching hockey, football, or basketball. In football, what do we say? Like, hey, match their physicality. Hit them in the mouth.
Yeah.
See who responds. You know, once you start getting beat up, how do you respond? Are you motivated by the pain, or does the pain make you shut down? And now we're talking bigger picture stuff here. But in the case of basketball, we've talked about this all the time where, oh, they didn't respond. They weren't physical enough. And those are things that we don't like in sports. So I don't like this play. I agree with Kerr. I think it's dirty, but I understand it.
So, you were one of the only people in the history of the state of Massachusetts. You and I had this discussion 10 years ago where you wouldn't drink all the Belichick Kool-Aid. And you said he's a bad drafter. And one of the things that I've said, you can't transfer genius. That's why Elon Musk doesn't have a lot of proteges. And Steve Jobs didn't. And Stephen Hawking didn't. They're just geniuses. You don't run into a bunch of engineers going, yeah, I learned everything from Elon Musk. He functions intellectually in a different space. Belichick doesn't have a coaching tree because his mom spoke seven languages. Some of Bill's brilliance is not transferable. Phil Jackson, I think, is really smart. He has no coaching tree. Steve Kerr had as much Popovich as him. Why? Because a lot of Phil is just not transferable. He and Belichick are really heady, well-read, bright, and they don't have a coaching tree. And so I move into this point. The Lakers are now leaning on Phil Jackson for who's our next coach. And my thing is, Phil is a great coach, but Belichick can't draft. Phil's no expert on what makes a great coach. None of his coaches were hits. I don't know if I would lean on him for the coach. Am I wrong?
Well, I could poke holes in it, right? I could poke holes in it and say, well, wait a minute. The whole reason Vogel was there because Phil Jackson told Jeannie Buss to hire Vogel. And Vogel was a good coach. The idea that this is somehow Vogel's fault this past season, you knew when they put together this roster, you're like, it's going to take 2 to 3 months to even figure out a rotation. And then finally, you're going to tell the three guys that have a resume, hey, you're not playing. Like the whole thing, even though I thought they'd be better than this if everybody had been healthy, Vogel is a really good coach. And he resurrected the perception of him post Orlando, because at that time you're like, is this guy even going to get another gig? And he admitted all the things that he needed to do different. So Phil, that's actually to me a win. But then the way it works out here is that, all right, well, we have to fire him because you don't know what to do with the rest of the players. Maybe Phil is good in a part-time situation, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Phil can be an asset. It's not like he doesn't understand basketball all of a sudden. I think the knocks on him with the Knicks regime is that it was a job he kept telling the bosses he didn't want. And they finally offered him so much money, he had to say yes. And that wouldn't be, if I owned an organization, I wouldn't want to have to bribe the most important employee to actually take the job. So day to day, no. Long term, hang out. Let's grab a sandwich. What do you think? I think Phil can still do some of those things, but I think that the Lakers, as we know, this is not something where they like handing the reins over to people, right? Like even if Clutch has had a lot of input, they didn't have final say during the trade deadline. A lot of people debate like, what is Pelinka's role? Like, is he allowed to do whatever he wants? What's Jeannie's role? Everybody hated the brother, but everybody loves her. And now the team's a mess again. So, I'm not going to sit here and like go eye roll up in arms. Oh my gosh, Phil Jackson is the worst thing ever, because it actually led to the Vogel hire. But I just don't think I'd want him full time with benefits.
All right, so I love the Phoenix Suns. I love their construct. I like how they play. I like that they're not anti-analytics, but very pro mid-range. I like everything about them. I just don't know if they can handle Giannis if they get to the finals and if they get past Golden State. Luka's fascinating. They couldn't find a great two to play with Dirk, and they've already whiffed on the Porzingis great two to play with Luka. Spencer Dinwiddie's more of a three. Are they too Luka reliant, or is like this what they have to be?
It's both. They have to be this way because of the things that you just talked about, the roster around them. But they are too Luka reliant. I've gone back and I've talked about this now last few months because it just was dawning on me. We've had an incredible run of statistical performances over regular season, like historic stuff, right? The Westbrook season in 17, some of these Harden seasons. But I kept coming back to the point and like, these guys have the basketball more than anyone's ever had it regularly in history. So some of the traditional stats are completely weighted when you start looking at usage. So I went through usage rates, the top 20 usage rates in NBA history. And the playoff track record is terrible for these single season players with the highest usage rates in the history of the game. And a lot of them are very recent years. The only player to ever get to a finals was Allen Iverson. And that was a pretty weak East. It wasn't exactly some great finals appearance team of the Sixers against the Lakers who lost in five games. The only Western Conference finals or conference finals beyond that was Harden in 18 when they missed a million threes, lost to the Warriors. There's all sorts of flameouts, first and second round flameouts, and teams that didn't even make the playoffs. Luka is the single highest usage player in the league. I mean, he was second behind Embiid for the regular season. He's number one in the playoffs. It's incredible. It's fascinating to watch in game one. But when they don't hit threes, like they didn't in that third quarter stretch, like they don't have a chance. Phoenix has all sorts of different things they can do. And so there's an amazement with Luka, but we've seen this script before. It is almost impossible to have a single usage player like this have long-term success in the playoffs.
That was very good. That was very good. See, with Russillo, you get usage rate. And I like this stuff, that Russillo gives you these things. He'd been saving that out pitch. Didn't use that on any other show, but
didn't
this
see
one.
It. Didn't see it. Can I ask you a question before you? Because you put me late in the block here.
I did not. This is the prime spot. This is a cleanup spot. What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Just kidding. Are you taking online courses at USC? Are you like that weird old guy that shows up to your Wednesday night class on campus? And you're like, what? Imagine being this guy. He's like 100, and he's sitting there doing rock and earth science one. What's going on with you?
Okay, let me ask you this question. This is very self-absorbed by me, but let me ask you this question. Would you think less of me if I, through a couple of my businesses, paid for USC players? Would you think less of me? You're laughing, would you? Would you think I was weird?
I know you, and I consider us friends.
Yes.
So I would think it was hilarious. But the thing is I know that you would do it only to say that you did it, just to see how mad people would get at you.
He knows
because you don't have any hobbies. You don't have any hobbies.
Come on, Russo.
No, that's what you would do. So I got to admit, I think I'd respect the play. Whereas if you were some guy that was pretending to be some super integrity above everything else, you know, journalism, blah, blah, blah. And then I found out you were like on the side paying for guys.
Yeah.
Then maybe I feel a little differently about it.
That's exactly what I told Joy.
Ryan's kind of telling on you right now, though.
No, I told Joy during the commercial break, I want to do it just to tick everybody else off in the media.
So you're telling on yourself then, yeah.
Because, but seriously, because like people if think we that, really... Go ahead, Joy.
People think Colin takes himself extremely seriously, and he doesn't. No. He takes the show seriously,
he
enjoys... Maybe four of the shows each week. There's usually a fifth one in there.
He doesn't not enjoy watching people argue amongst each other about things that he's not paying attention to and then having a cigar and a glass of whiskey with Ann.
All right, Russillo. I only let Russillo ask me questions. I don't like guests asking me questions. I like to...
Here's a question for Russillo, really quickly, while we have you.
Okay.
I'm getting an honorary doctorate because I'm giving the commencement speech at Barry University at my school this Friday.
Yeah.
Is it fair to ask people to call me Dr. Taylor after the commencement speech? After
Love that question. What do you have? Where do you land on that?
I love it. I say yes. Because it's almost like Colin paying for USC players. It's incredibly annoying. You know it's annoying. And yet you love the reaction to it. So I'm all for it. I hope the handle has changed. I want the graphics to be different from now on, Joy.
I mean, this I will get the piece of paper that says,
"Oh, I'm totally
I have
it.
A doctorate in humanities." I think it's
Doesn't Dr. Joy better branding though?
I like Dr. Joy better. It does sound better.
It does way better. Colin and Dr. Joy. It makes this show sound academic.
So great.
Instead of the barnyard musical it is. All right, Russillo. Good seeing you. The Ryan Russillo podcast on The Ringer.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.